Well, good morning. Well, now it's afternoon, Bill.
Yeah. 12:35. I guess it's afternoon. Oh, man. Just had lunch. I'm full. Ate more than I should have, of course. Well, what you been up to, Rusty?
Had to drive up to Brevard, North Carolina yesterday to do a property inspection. And just left the grocery store, which left an ouch in my pocket, so I'm going to be squeezing that pocket pretty tight for the next couple of weeks. And anyway, and now I'm going to go down, pick up my lunch, and head back to the house so I can put everything in the house and then sit down and eat my lunch and take relax this afternoon.
This afternoon.
Relax. Kick my feet back and check the inside of my eyelids for leaks.
All right. Well, that sounds like a productive afternoon. I never thought a good nap was a waste of time. Boy, I tell you what, it is absolutely gorgeous out here. What a pretty spring day. I'm headed over to the vet's office to pick up some cat medicine. Then I'm headed back towards Simpsonville.
I'm going down here where I pick up my Chinese lunch at the Chinese restaurant down here, and then I'm going to take that back to the house and sit down. I may get out and shoot a line over a tree to get one corner of my loop antenna higher in the air this afternoon. Just depends on how I feel and how warm it gets this afternoon.
Do get you a broad brim hat on, because I believe you probably get sunburned pretty easy this afternoon.
I wear my broad brim hat when I'm out there in the yard working and do that. So yeah, I just got to figure out what tree I want to shoot this thing over and make sure I've got my line is good and tight and everything. So shoot it up where I want it to go and then pull the cord back across and I'll be all set.
Well, how big a loop is that?
80-meter loop. One corner of it has dropped down where it was in a tree, and it's dropped down. And I found a tree that's got a V-shape in it that I can pull that corner up higher and get it back up where it needs to be. Because this corner is only about 12 feet off the ground, and I need to get it back up to about the 30-foot height, 25 or 30-foot height that the rest of the loop is.
Hey, you got an NVIS antenna right now.
Man, I was on 40 meters last night. Worked the guy in a state park, a mobile out in a state park in California last night. It was only 2-2 reports, but still, I heard him and he heard me, so it worked.
You might find that it don't work as good as you put the corner up. I've got a full-wave 80-meter delta loop, and so it's about 260 feet of wire, but it's in a triangle, and the apex is up maybe 45, 50 feet, but the horizontal leg that is down close to the ground, it's only 10 feet off the ground. And I use it as an NVIS antenna, and it works really good. Comparing it to other people that I check into the little net on 3717, I check in. I think it, you know, for up to about 300 miles away, I think it does a lot better than a lot of these antennas people are using are up high, over.
Yep. My antenna, it's a full 80-meter loop, and it's just a loop I built. I've got a 9-to-1 balun on it down the base of it where it's fed down with ladder line from the corner. And I just need to get this one corner back up in the air. I also need, well, actually, when I get a crew over here to do it and the weather holds good one day, I need a crew of about six of us to, because I want to drop it down and restring it, because the wire has broken several times, so it's not the full length that it was before. So it's gotten shorter, and now it won't tune on 160, so I want to get it back where I can tune it on 160. So sometime this summer, I'm going to get four or five guys over here, hopefully five or six guys to help me. And we'll see if we can't drop the corners down and one at a time and run the new wire, which is copper-clad steel, through the outside edges around and pull it back up and get it back up in the air as one solid piece of wire again instead of one that's broken about four times and gotten shorter during those times.
Wish you luck on that. What copper-clad steel? What are you using, the Wireman's Silky? 13 AWG. I think it's 9 strand, I believe. That's what I use for a lot of my antennas. That stuff does not break.
Well, that's what I got from. I went up and got it from the Wireman. That's where I got it. I've got a 275-foot roller. I need 262 feet of it for that loop. And to get that loop back up. So that's what I'm going to do. And let me pull in here and run into the restaurant here and pick up my lunch and head back to the house. And I'll be back on the air in a few minutes. W2T.
All right. Well, good luck on the antenna. And, you know, I don't think I've ever tried that loop on 160. I've used it on 80, 40, and 20. Works pretty good, but it's not a DX antenna, definitely, because it's too close to the ground. Anyway, 73's N4IQ.